Gary gasped as the universe spat him out in a dank, torch-lit dungeon.
Fuck yeah, Zane exclaimed. Love that shit.
He clapped Gary on the back jovially. One of these days I'll be able to cast that myself. This was too much, too quick. Just a moment ago, Zane had been hinting that he was aware of the real world. Then next, he took a hard heel turn and swooped in with teleportation item, charged, single use. No true teleportation in this world. Must have been a recall spell, a one-way return trip. It must have been a gift from the mysterious master he'd mentioned. Someone was more aware of the barrier between worlds than was healthy for a dispossessed overgod. Gary suspected that it wasn't McCoy who'd blabbed about it. He was the god of justice and truth, not gossip or selling out secrets for gold.
What have you done? Gary demanded.
Even if he had a rough sketch, it never hurt to hear the excuses and the cover story. Fingering the neck of his guitar, he wondered if he could charm Zane before the wizard called for help or managed to stop him personally. Then again, as a wizard, Zane probably had a strong will defense. Gary smirked at the idea of his friend having real willpower. This was the same guy who gave money to every homeless person who asked and had helped move more couches than anyone without a pickup truck ever should.
You think this is a joke? Zane asked. Ha ha! Kidnapped you and threw you in a dungeon to be tortured for information about an alternate dimension. Real knee slapper!
Gary's insides squirmed. Tortured? Suddenly, the idea of Zane being one of the bad guys hardened like concrete in his mind. He backed away, not caring which direction down the corridor was the exit. All he needed was separation. He'd rely on charm and magic to get him past whoever he ran into. When Zane snapped his fingers, two armored figures rounded the corner and headed for him. He'd have to force or trick his way past if he wanted to escape in that direction. Slinging his guitar around as he hustled, Gary strummed the first notes of John Lennon's Imagine. He couldn't imagine a better vehicle for all getting along, living, and letting live. He saw the ghostly dice roll overlaid atop his vision.
D20. 8 plus music plus 10 plus guitar plus 2 equals 20. Fascinate. Test willpower against music check.
The armored figures didn't slow. Gary cursed his luck that both would resist. Then he noticed something. The armor was ill-fitting in the extreme. Plates hung at odd angles. Their gait was unnatural. Helmets cocked awkwardly. It was almost as if a pair of armor racks had been sent to track him down and dragged their armor with them.
Blunt damage only, Zane ordered.
Gary considered stopping, turning around, and taking his chances with Zane. Unfortunately, there was only the option of fighting one of his best friends. Just as Marty and Daryl retained some semblance of their earthly selves, even in character, so did Zane. Could Gary bring himself to fight Zane with the ferocity he might need to prevail? Probably not, he was forced to admit. Instead, Gary put his head down and made a break for it. Whatever was inside those suits of armor was going to have to grapple him or subdue him if they wanted to prevent his escape. Gauntleted hands drew broadswords in eerie unison. Gary could only hope that they took Zane's order as a cue to use the flats of the blades. Shielding his head with both arms as he attempted to bull past the suits of armor, Gary knew that there was no game rule at work to make the gesture meaningful in any statistical way. Hit points were hit points, but he'd rather lose them from his forearms than be spitting out teeth on the dungeon floor. A rattle of macabre wooden wind chimes sounded from within the armor as the two skeletal knights swung their weapons. Gary realized at that moment why his charm had failed to take effect. He was a bard combating mindless undead.
Damage taken, 6, blunt. Damage taken, 8, blunt.
Gary stumbled but plowed past. God, with his horrible constitution score, 14 points of damage had to have been most of his total. Still, he had movement left after the readied attack and kept going, rounding a corner. only to find another squad of four more of the skeletons waiting for him, weapons already drawn.